Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture.
Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another Ag Report edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. My name is Krista Paffrath, and I am filling in for Nicole as she gets over a little bit of a cold. I am a Maricopa County Farm Bureau member and also the editor of this podcast, so I'm thrilled to be here with you today. Let's go ahead and jump right in. With over 200 bills being actively tracked by Farm Bureau, this legislative session continues to prove to be busy. Here are some updates from some of those key initiatives that were heard in committee last week. In the House Land, Agriculture, and Rural Affairs Committee, HB 2155, the Arizona Beef Council continuation passed with a continuation of 8 years. HB 2156, Livestock Compensation Fund, also passed, as well as HB 2762, which would require manufacturers, packagers, or retailers of food products derived from cultivated cells to label the product packaging with a statement that the food product is derived from cultivated cells. Held in committee by Chairman Representative Diaz is HB 2162, which would require at least one member of the Arizona Game and Fish Commission to be a cattleman or a rancher. Migrating to the Senate side, the Natural Resources Committee passed SB 1197, groundwater portability in subsequent AMAs, as well as SB 1198, the continuation of the Arizona Beef Council. Congratulations to our friends at Arizona Beef Council for the continuation of their programming representing our cattlemen statewide. The Senate Ways and Means Committee passed HB 2261, which changes the designation of agricultural property classified as Class 2 property for property tax purposes to agricultural real property instead of property used for agricultural purposes. This would value those acres using only the income approach to value. These bills passed will go on to the Rules Committee prior to COW and third read. Phew, that is quite the list, and it's only February. In contrast to all that legislative work, there are plenty of events coming up, and we would love to see you there. So grab your calendar and mark down these dates. March 7th, Maricopa County Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee is hosting the annual Strikeout Hunger event at Surprise Stadium. Bring 3 non-perishable food items to the game and receive a free ticket for entry. March is also home to National Ag Week, which we are excited to share with you in the following that will be our annual Farm City Breakfast. March 23rd, 24th, and 25th, find us in Mesa, Buckeye, and Phoenix, respectively showcasing agriculture in your communities. And don't forget, April 3rd kicks off the Maricopa County Fair. Find details and RSVP information for these events on our website at maricopacountyfb.org. That's it for this week. Catch us next Wednesday with a brand new episode all about pecan farming in Arizona with board member Harold Payne.
Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.